My body don't love me. It really doesn't. My body doesn't like me at all at the moment. And it doesn't take much to make my body not like me. And it doesn't take much for me to abuse my body at the moment. I don't know why that is. I've just stopped off to pick up some tasty croissants, because that's just what I need right now, some fat-filled French pastries for breakfast. But, you know, you got your coffee, you got your breakfast. It's just not the same unless it's some kind of good pastriness occasionally. And that's how I'm treating myself. It's not really a treat, not right now. I'm sleep-deprived. So many different parts of my body hurt at the moment, and I've hardly done anything. Okay, granted, my left elbow is killing me because of falling over yesterday when walking the dog. Slightly misjudged a style. Was it to do anything to do with the iPhone I might have been looking at the time? I don't know. But I landed right smack bang on my elbow, and then as I rolled to try and save myself from further injuries, I headbutted a parked car. I looked like a right fool. In fact, dog walking yesterday was a disaster. Not just because it was wet and squidgy everywhere, but because on every dog walk something happened that meant I publicly humiliated myself. Although luckily, the very early morning car headbutt was only witnessed by, I think, a cat and my dog, who I think even laughed a little bit like Muttley. So I'm in my 30s. Why is everything hurting? I feel like I've got earache for some reason. It might have been that I cleaned my ear a little bit too probingly with a cotton bud, and now I've caused myself more injury than I need to. I won't list, because the more I focus on parts of my body that are aching, the more I think I shouldn't be falling apart yet. I have been working hard and not sleeping much, and maybe it's your body's way of telling you that you need to chill out a bit. Last night, nearly 5 hours, and I need more than that, I really do, hence the maniacal ramblings that you are hearing now. But I was even a little bit sleep deprived yesterday. Come the end of the day, when I was walking the dog, I don't know if I was in a good mood or what. Somebody commented when I was in Manchester that I looked a little bit like Oscar the Grouch, because the fleece I've got is kind of fluffy and green. And I'm like, Oscar the Grouch was never really my favourite Sesame Street character. And then it reminded me of the Muppets and so on and so forth. And that at school, I did a killer cookie. And it goes on, and I won't bore you with it. A Cookie Monster impression. So what am I doing yesterday? I'm doing Cookie Monster impressions, honing my skills as I'm walking the dog. Down a street, because I didn't want to get mucky. And I'm doing it for a while, thinking, oh, you know, the lights are on in people's houses and they're all watching television. I'm just going down the road going, cookie, me want cookie, cookie. And there's a guy walking about 10 paces behind me for ages. But he can't contain himself, and he just ends up going that's how I know he's there. And I think, oh god, quick, pull your cap down, duck down this alleyway. But it doesn't matter, I'm in a village, everybody knows who you are, and now I will probably be known as the Cookie Monster dog walking weirdo. Doesn't take much to be labelled around these parts. Good job, hoping to move soon. So, car's not well, I'm not well, all is not well with the world when you're feeling that little bit achy. But you know, a little bit of coffee will probably mask 60% of all ailments, especially the tiredness. I'll make sure I've got a super duper double dose. This week is a busy week. Today I'm taking my grandmother to see a memory specialist who just so happens to be some kind of hardcore psychotherapist, so I might have some words with him myself. And then we've got Station X kicking off. And then I believe I'm at the Royal Society later this week. Wow, what's going on? I'm hands-free, don't worry. But everybody down this road seems to want to be down this road right now. Joggers, horses, and petrol tankers. Whatever happened to the countryside. Yeah, and then work. So lots of work. All Saturday I'm working and Sunday I'm working. I never work weekends. But it's lovely being busy. Not so lovely for the family, but these are short days. So it's like a Sunday. I'm working with Express Coffee, which will be great because I haven't seen him for a while. And you just need that juicy dose of coffee over the weekend. And he always has countless amounts on display. And we'll probably be doing some video machine. Video exposing of some funky new coffee tech, so we'll see how that goes. I've got a talking and speaking engagement which I better do a presentation for. It's weird how, you know, I get called by some people and say, could you have your presentation by the 9th of October in order for you to do your talk on the 30th? And I'm like, righto, but I must say I can pretty much guarantee there'll only be about 5 slides, of which everybody's probably seen by now, that'll be the same in each presentation, because stuff moves really fast. And you know, the night before I'm going, wow, this is the most amazing tool known to everything, journalism, social media, this, I have to embrace and use this, I'm sticking it in my presentation and recommending it to everybody. And then the week later there's something even better. So how anybody can say,
oh yes, I'm a social media expert, and please check out my credentials and how many complicated words I know. And it's all starting with a short one, SEO, and going up to the long ones, which I'm afraid I don't actually know.
I'm overhearing conversations nowadays in London coffee shops by the suited warriors of the modern day wielding their iPads, and they may as well be speaking Esperanto. But there's plenty of practitioners cropping up, some really hardcore quality practitioners who are, some of them are quite quiet actually, and don't bang on about what it is they're doing, which I have to respect. I would still wish they'd blog, but some of them are out there doing it and then talking about how they're doing it. Don't want that to sound rude. And that is highly commendable. Go to the people that are doing it rather than the people that are telling you how to do it. Anyway, ranting is also very therapeutic. You know, for a moment there, I forgot about my elbow and the other pains and the sleep deprivation and the mild case of insanity. I've forgotten how this started, this whole thing. Was I singing at the beginning of this? Oh my God. This is why it's best to record, upload, and don't ever listen to it. Goodbye.